God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Some people grow old without ever really living because there's a difference between being born and being alive. Some grow old complaining about what they don't have or trying to force what they wish to have instead of making the most of what they do have, the most of what God has given them. Jephthah is a man that's a great example of a man who had a dishonorable birth but lived an honorable life. He refused to be the slave of his circumstances, and instead of worrying about what he did not have, he made the most of his God-given lot in life. The Bible tells us the story of Jephthah in verse 1 of chapter 11 of Judges. It says, "Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor." So here was a man that had some vigor, some strength, some gifting of God. But the verse goes on to say, "And he was the son of an harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah." Verse 2 says, "And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah." So Gilead's lawful wife had a lot of sons, and obviously they did not see the need to share space or share an inheritance with a man who was the son of an harlot. They said to him, "Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman." Now what strikes me most about this is how similar and yet how different the life of Jephthah is to the life of a man named Abimelech. Like Jephthah, he had a less than honorable birth. His father was Gideon. His mother was a concubine. And like Jephthah, he was the odd man out. He had issues with his brothers. But here's where the difference came. In Jephthah's case, he was thrust out from his brothers. And if you read Judges chapter 11, the day came when the enemy came upon his brethren. And they knew him to be a mighty man of valor. And they said, "Hey, please come and help us." And Jephthah basically says to him, "Don't you hate me? Aren't you the ones that just kicked me out? Why are you coming to me now when you're in trouble?" But at the end of the day, Jephthah returned to lead these people who had asked him to do so. In the case of Abimelech, he wasn't called upon to lead. He wasn't asked to lead. He tried to force his way by killing all of his brothers. So both had a less than honorable birth. That is, both Abimelech and Jephthah. Both were the odd man out, but one of them learned to accept his lot and keep his word. Now, we won't talk about how Jephthah was a man of his word, but clearly he was, and this chapter bears that out. His father was not. If his father was a man of his word, then Jephthah would not have been born because he would have been faithful to his wife. Once that was done, though, Jephthah was not responsible for the way he was born. And God had a plan for Jephthah just as certainly as he had a plan for any of the other sons of this Gilead. You know, there's a difference between an honorable birth and an honorable life. Some people have a very honorable birth, but they ruin it by making decisions and living a dishonorable life. Others are born dishonorably, but have an honorable life. Just because you're born honorably does not mean you'll have an honorable life, and just because you're born dishonorably does not mean you're doomed to a life of dishonor. Whatever your lot, whatever your precedent, you have a choice. You have a will, and God has a plan. God does not judge us for what we do not have. He holds us to account for what we do with what we have. This is something that Jephthah understood. That is why in Hebrews chapter 11, when speaking of people of great faith, because their faith was in a great God, Jephthah is there listed. Living a life of honor is so much better, so much more significant than having a birth of honor. Because in one case, we have no part in it, and in the other, we're held to account by a God who judges us for what we do with our lot in life.